It's become routine in criminal cases for law enforcement to search for suspects' motives by looking at their social media accounts after the crime. But the government has been slow to search social media proactively in other ways. For instance, like evaluating someone's security clearance. At a recent event hosted by the Professional Services Council, one federal official said the intelligence community had developed a policy to incorporate social media into background investigations. But it's been held up for a year and a half by senior leaders. Charlie Sowell is a former intelligence official, now with Salient Federal Services. He tells Emily Kopp few contractors are using social media to vet their employees, too, but that's changing.
That number will grow, not only as a result of some of the cases like the Aaron Alexis case and the Edward Snowden case, but more companies are going to be doing this. I think another driver behind companies moving in this direction is a National Industrial Security Program guidance document that just came out in October that mandates companies begin to implement insider threat programs. Now, what's an insider threat program? To a company, an insider threat might be somebody stealing trade secrets, they could be embezzling, they could be have violence and be making threats against other employees. To the government, there's a very specific definition for insider threat, and I'll let you see that definition in government forms. But as this insider threat guidance is implemented, I think you'll see far more companies over the course of the next couple of years begin to implement continuous evaluation programs.
How are these employers who are going to be impacted by this? What's the biggest hindrance right now to them setting up some sort of program like this? Is it education, or is it maybe the cost of the technology, if the technology exists, or is it something else?
Yeah, I frankly think it's a bit of the fear of the unknown. There's not a lot of case law in this area, and so I think that human resource departments and general counsels are going to be very cautious as they move into this field. I think that the lack of policy on the government side of the house in terms of the security process is somewhat of a hindrance. And I think that as that policy comes out, defense contractors in particular will follow suit and be more comfortable in implementing similar programs. And then lastly, it's the newness of the source. There's a lot of mystique about publicly available electronic information and a lot of misinformation. I mean, I think people still think of social media and publicly available electronic information as information that's protected behind a privacy setting or a password, and that's absolutely not the case. The whole term publicly available electronic information indicates that anybody has access to this. It's not private. It's out there in the public domain.
The companies that you know that are being more aggressive about this, what sort of processes or perhaps people have they hired to put this in place, or are they farming it out to another party?
Some of the companies that I work with are very large firms, and they have very robust human resources and general counsel shops, and they will typically hire security professionals and counterintelligence professionals to help establish their programs. I think another key component to establishing a successful program is the public affairs aspect of it and the internal government or corporate communications aspect. Because of the misperceptions about publicly available electronic information, I think it's very important for companies and the government to be very clear in their communications to the workforce on what is fair game and what isn't fair game. So as they're pulling together these teams of security professionals, counterintelligence professionals, human resource professionals, general counsels, I think it's also important to have the public affairs component to that.
Are you seeing that they are bringing those people on who have a specific expertise in social media? Because it is a new, I mean, you could have somebody, for example, who is a well-established HR professional. They don't necessarily know that social media tracking aspect of it.
I'm not seeing the draw of social media experts as much as I am seeing companies looking at all of the sources of information and evaluating the value of those individual sources. There are companies out there that are recognized experts in the field. I mentioned Social Intelligence is one of those companies, and they have many years of experience dealing with Fair Credit Reporting Act activities. They're a third-party provider, and so they follow the rules, the regulations very, very well, and they've supported a number of different segments of industry. But I don't see companies hiring social media experts at this point. I think that's an area that companies should look at, though, because the mystique and the newness of the social media as a source, having someone who really knows the nuances of that source. What's the difference between a privacy setting and a password? I think that's very important to have at the table.
Are you also in the position when you work with these companies of working with people who are not in those specific realms of work, so who are not in HR or who are not in that security threat? But I'm thinking more like supervisors or perhaps leaders who have direct reports in some respect. Do they need to be doing this stuff, or should they be doing this stuff?
Wow. You know, as you ask that question, like a very small company comes to mind, someone that is the, maybe a 10-person company. You're not going to have a very robust HR security team necessarily. Given the newness of this information and the emerging case law, I think it's best to approach this very carefully, very thoughtfully, to leverage the best practices that have been put out there by some of the organizations like the EEAC, and to really seek outside counsel as you begin to march down this path.
And today we learned that the government's policy has been stuck for about 18 months or so before the Aaron Alexis incident, the Washington Navy Yard, could be stuck for a lot longer. Do you see the companies moving ahead of this, or are they going to be hesitant and wait for the government to come out with its policy, whenever that might be?
I think some companies are going to be more apt to move forward because of their employees, particularly when you have an employee issue that becomes sensational. It hits the media and gets a lot of attention. And when the company is put in a spotlight where there was information that they should have known about or could have known about and didn't because they didn't have a policy or a program in place, I think the heat gets turned up pretty quickly, and those companies are more apt to implement insider threat detection programs or continuous evaluation or look at new sources of information like social media. It will certainly be very helpful to companies when their government customers get policy guidance and establish policy guidance. So, for example, if I'm doing business with the Defense Intelligence Agency, if they as my customer have an established policy on social media, it'll be very easy for me to tailor that on my contracts and follow that.
Is your advice to companies, though, to wait for that to happen, to wait for their government customer to act, or if they might be in that position, to go ahead and make their best guess as to what could comply with whatever the government says?
Well, I think that depending on the type of company, like companies that are in the National Industrial Security Program have a responsibility today to report adverse information about their employees to the Defense Security Service. I wouldn't encourage companies to wait to report adverse information or to find sources of information that could indicate problems with their workforce. On the other hand, companies that are in the purely public sector of, companies like Walmart or other companies might need to proceed with a little bit more caution given that they don't have those same national security reporting requirements. It's a new field, though, and I think the more companies that begin to delve into this and share that information through industry associations like the Professional Services Council, the better we as industry are going to be in having consistent policy, having employees that understand why and what we're looking for, and that are supportive of these efforts.